Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, massive broadcast lined up for you today, the 21st day of January 2005. George W. Bush was coronated Supreme Emperor yesterday. I have just a ton of observations that I want to bring you about this ultra-socialist, ultra-communist president. Now, again, I don't believe in socialism and communism. They're false political pretexts to confuse people. So is fascism. But if you want to go according to the popular understanding in the false paradigm of what it is to be a liberal, this guy out-liberals Bill Clinton by light years. But don't tell the mindless conservative followers that. No, never tell them that. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up later in the show, I'm going to do a little bit of rebroadcasting because I just got word that an old family friend that lives here in Austin, who I've known since I was a little kid, died this morning. And I'm friends with the family, and my family's going over there to comfort them right now. And I just need to go see them. I'm going to do about half the broadcast live. I rarely take off, but for stuff like this, I just need to. But it doesn't matter because these interviews that I did and the information I covered was really important. Now, I was already wanting to re-air some of these interviews, so that's coming up a little bit later. U.S. keeps locations of Iraq voting booths secret, ABC News. Now, first they said that we're not going to let you know who the candidates are running against the government candidates because no one's running against them, and so they can't tell us on the news there's an election without candidates. So they go, oh, it's secret. We're going to tell you after the election. Now, the voting booths are going to be secret until the day of the election, and then they say they may remain secret. Aha, yes. This is so Orwellian, I don't even have words to describe it. So we'll cover that article. Also, support for Iraq war hits new lows. This is out of United Press International. And another article out of the L.A. Times. The FBI is now saying no credible evidence of Boston dirty bomb plot exists. And we put the comment here that it's the same modus operandi every time. Hype up the fake terror threat before a major event to make everyone paranoid and make the police more likely to be abusive, and then quietly admit there was no evidence for it in the first place. Then we have a link to the giant fake terror alert archive. Then under that we have the Associated Press article, FBI says no credible evidence Boston dirty bomb plot exists. A great article out of the Daily Trojan. 2005 is reminiscent of Orwell's 1984. That's what I was thinking last night watching the coronation. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength, and 2005 is 21 years too late. Most students read George Orwell's mind-blowing 84 sometime during high school, but many neglect the implications of similar events that are actually unfolding. I want to read part of Chuck Baldwin's A Review of the President's Inaugural Address. He talked about the New World Order in the address. I was watching him when he walked down to the party last night, flashing the Diablo, or the sign of the devil, you know, that you see at the heavy metal concerts over and over again. And people said, oh, it's UT. He likes UT. So we have the Italian president flashing it. We have Tommy Franks flashing it. We have Bill Clinton flashing it. They're all fans of UT. Of course, in the encyclopedia, they show the hand signal as the sign of the devil invoking the power of Lucifer or cursing someone. But again, that's not what this is. They all like UT. You know, we've got Francois Mitterrand doing it. We've got all these world leaders doing it. And they like UT, folks. It is not the sign of the devil. Skull and Bones. They openly worship Lucifer there because they like UT. It's about the University of Texas. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new way to clean the air in your home or office, forget about expensive HEPA filters or air ionizers. You need the all-new Ozone Light, and it's as simple as changing your light bulbs. Here's how it works. The Ozone Light's patented titanium dioxide coating destroys odors, smoke, and bacteria like no other air filtration system you've ever seen. HEPA filters and air ionizers simply trap the contaminated air. The Ozone Light fits in most standard light sockets and radiates light like a standard light bulb, destroying all airborne bacteria and odors. If you have pets, if you have allergies, if you have a smoker in the family, even cigar smoke, have your credit card ready and call now. All orders come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's the number. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call 800-380-4293.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us on this January 21st, 2005, Friday edition. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Okay, I'm going to start right here. I'm going to start with the Diablo behavior. Number one, I got up early yesterday, started watching television, started taping it, and noticed that there were no protesters on the parade route. By the time we got on air at 11 a.m. Central, we had protesters actually calling into the show. Later it was covered by C-SPAN. Nobody else showed it. Upwards of hour and a half to 3 hour waits to get in. I mean, the first person standing in line was held back for over an hour and a half. That way, when El Presidente drove up to be sworn in at 12 noon, no one had even been allowed through so that they could be protesting as he drove in. That's why all you saw was police and military lining the route. Then, by the evening, when he drove to the beginning of the festivities for the parties, for the parades to drive past him as he sat there and reviewed the military convoys and marching bands go past him, the people had been allowed through, selectively. Some were barred. And, again, they were only allowed into the second room, not into the final area right around the review stands. And if people got anywhere near these 20-foot, in some areas, 8-foot in other areas fences, if they got within 10 feet of it, they were pepper sprayed. There's video of this. There's photos of this. This is the freedom. It's like Tiananmen Square or something. You get up by the parade route, and they spray you. In other areas, they did allow protesters to get right up against the fences with their signs. But then I was sitting there watching Fox and CNN and ABC and MSNBC. And for 30 minutes of coverage, they might show 20 seconds of protesters at a distance. And then I noticed as Bush drove in his armored limousine to the parade route, to his reviewing box, where Arnold Schwarzenegger and others were waiting for him, I noticed that every time I'd hear booing, the audio would fade out. And I even have tape of this. I was taping on three different televisions. And then I would flip to the next channel thinking, well, maybe that's a malfunction. It'd be a different camera shot with the audio faded down. Or I would notice I'd hear booing, and you'd hear the announcer. And they had loudspeakers all over D.C. with this guy's voice going, oh, yes, here comes the president. Look at the beautiful parade. This is the freedom of America and what George Bush stands for. What an incredible man. And I was like, are they actually saying this? Just this deafening voice blacking out everything else that we were hearing. And then as soon as they got to an area, because, again, they had most of the areas, and this was in the news before the inauguration, in the weeks before, they would give one bleacher to anti-Bush protesters. One bleacher. With hundreds of other bleachers for Bush supporters. Well, and on top of it, you had to pay between $75 and $150, depending on which bleachers it was, to be able to even get in the bleachers. That's why about a third of the bleachers were actually empty. But then again, you just had one bleacher that was for people that were anti-Bush there on the final parade route up Pennsylvania Avenue. So, and then they told them, obviously, no crosses allowed, no anti-war signs allowed. And then this was selectively enforced. They did confiscate some crosses. This is now in the news. They did confiscate some anti-war signs, but others they let through. So it was all selectively enforced. Just a massive, massive brainwashing expo training us how to be good little slaves. And it went on and on and on. Then I could talk for hours about his 17-minute speech. I've got the text of it and the audio of it right here. He gave a mention of a new world order. He constantly talked about fighting tyranny and spreading democracy. You talk about Orwellian, it was doublethink. It was the complete opposite of what really happened. So I made a lot of different observations. I know you made those observations as well, and we're going to take calls in this hour, but because I want to give everybody a chance, I'm going to give each person 60 seconds. And if you've got a question, I will then comment on it for 30 seconds, and that's it. So we will spend only 90 seconds per call because I want to give everybody else a chance to get involved on air. And I've got my atomic clock in front of me. I'm going to hold myself to it, and that's the real test. I'm the big mouth. And I'm going to hold you to it. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Let me speed through some of the news. Illuminati devil hand signals prevalent throughout inauguration. We have noticed in the past the mainstream media would just carry these photos without attempting to whitewash what they were seeing. Bush and his entire family flashed so many of these hand signals today that they had to mention it. Yeah, I was watching him as he walked on the parade route. I have video of this. No fewer than 10 times he flashed the Diablo. And there's three different Diablos in black magic. And we have the encyclopedia image of this listed. Okay, there are Diablo curses. There are Diablo power signs. And there are Diablo sacrificial signs. And we have them doing all three. It's the sign of the devil. Now, you're thinking, well, UT. You know, Bush and his wife didn't go to UT. His dad didn't go to UT. His mother didn't go to the University of Texas. But this is the UT Longhorn sign. Okay, well, under this we have Bill Clinton. We have the president of Italy. We have movie stars doing it. We have Elizabeth Taylor. We have Metallica. We have Tommy Franks. We have Prince William. And this is just some of them. In fact, for an upcoming film, I did probably about 5 hours of web searching a few months ago, and I needed to email these to Paul because I called him last night and told him to put this article together. I appreciate him doing it, but I didn't do what I said I'd do and email him the rest of them. But we've got, about 10 or 15 of these posted. And I guess that Tommy Franks didn't go to UT, but he's doing it. As Bush gives a speech behind him, he does it behind him. And I guess Metallica's doing it because they like UT. We've got Dan Quayle doing it. He is a big fan of University of Texas. There are just a lot of people that like the University of Texas. Somewhere I've got a picture of Hitler doing it, too. He was a big fan. You know, Adolf Hitler went to the University of Texas. We have Maria Shriver doing it, who didn't go to the University of Texas, but she likes it, too. And so if you go to a Slayer concert and they're doing it, you know, while they sing about the devil, just understand, it's really about UT. And, of course, Skull and Bones has a Skull and Bones, the Order of the Death set on their door, and the Nazis also wore that on their hat. But that, too, being part of the Order of Death means you like UT. And when the BBC got the audio of them going, ah, Satan, devil equals death, death equals death, blah! Or when I went to Bohemian Grove and they were worshiping Moloch, that, too, is UT. And when they bust in male prostitutes, headline New York Post, to serve the elite at Bohemian Grove, that, too, is University of Texas. And it's just all UT people. So, again, the Italian president is a fan of UT. I've seen a picture of Ariel Sharon doing it. He, too, is a fan of UT. Anytime you see someone do this, it's because they're a fan of UT. Jiang Zemin, I've seen a photo of him doing it. It's because he's a fan, the former Chinese president, he's a fan of UT. All right? And so when police go to murder scenes and scenes of dead animals and see this symbol painted on the wall in blood, it's because they're a fan of UT Longhorns. It is not because they're calling down the power of the devil. Do you understand? Good. I'm glad the conspiracy theories have been pushed aside. And, I was there at Bohemian Grove in 2000 and videotaped the satanic ritual, but they were worshiping Moloch, the most evil demon of the Old Testament that children were sacrificed to, because they're fans of UT. All right, I've spent enough time on the University of Texas. You can read this article and look at them all acknowledging the University of Texas and what big fans they are of UT at PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to chastise Paul Watson for writing this headline, Illuminati devil hand signals prevalent throughout the inauguration. No, sir, they're fans of UT. All right, thank you. Bush makes veiled New World Order references in speech, CNN. Reporting. But again, it's not the New World Order when he talks about that. He's talking about UT. The all-seeing eye of Lucifer, a raising above the pyramid. That is really about UT. We have confidence because freedom is the prevalent hope of mankind, the hunger in the dark places, the longing of the soul. When our founding fathers declared a new order of the ages, when soldiers die and wave upon wave, for a union based on liberty, when citizens marched in peaceful outrage under the banner of freedom now, they were acting as an ancient hope that is meant to be fulfilled. Ah, yes, order of the ages, or new world order that is on the dollar bill. The Latin motto, Norvos Ordo Seclorum, although the founding fathers didn't say that, they added that to the dollar bill in 1913. Novos Ordo Seclorum was suggested by Charles Thompson, when he put together the final design for the reverse side of the Great Seal in 1782, on the base of the pyramid, the numerical letters MDCCLXXVI, and underneath the following motto, Norvos Ordo Seclorum. Then we get into where it originates from, a Greek poem. You can go find out the actual history of it if you'd like, or you can just believe the lies and say it's about UT. It's all about UT, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much more news here, folks. So please stay with us.
Hey gang, it's time for a fresh, healthy start. Take charge and lose that unwanted fat with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. You know, Collagenate's different than the other stuff. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim & Vigor's Collagenate really does work. So what are you waiting for? Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with Collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants, none of that stuff, and it's healthy for you. In addition to assisting you lose weight, Collagenate's also designed to help improve the strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take Collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of Collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim & Vigor's Collagenate. But you got to call them today. 1-800-622-8446. Easy way to remember it? 1-800-622-THIN.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Up, I'm going to do a blow-by-blow analysis of Lord Bush's speech. I'm also going to read Chuck Baldwin's analysis of it, which is excellent. And there's just so much more coming up. Right now, let's accelerate through your wonderful calls. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hello.
You were talking about the Novo Ordo Seclorum and putting on in 1913. Now, that's the same year that they passed the Federal Reserve Act.
And
right?
The income tax.
And the income tax, yeah. So you can see where all of this...
And the same year they gave us the 16th Amendment and took our senators from the states who were appointed by the elected legislatures and made them federal.
So those dates are very interesting. There you have 19 and 13 again, two sacred numbers to our friends, the Freemasons, correct?
But they like UT, sir.
Oh, that's right.
That's why they do
that.
All this.
They're all great UT fans.
Yeah, that's why.
Now, wasn't Roosevelt involved with getting that on the dollar bill as well in the 40s?
No, it went on the dollar bill right after 1913.
Right after 1913. Okay, thank you for correcting me on that. I was misinformed.
Well, there were different types of money back then. They had silver certificates, all these different types, but it was on some of the money.
Right, and like the money today is nothing but a big lie, right? A Federal Reserve.
But we have an all-seeing eye pyramid, a symbol of the secret societies on the back of the dollar bill, and our leaders are all doing the sign of the devil because they like UT, sir.
But we live in a free country, right?
Yes, sir.
It's unbelievable. Oh, my other question escaped me on that. Oh, getting back to all of this, I mean, the basic root of most of the corruption in this country can all be traced back to there, where the Constitution was usurped and they took control of the money, which, like a Federal Reserve note, is what? It's a unit of monetary debt, right? Because a country that's supposedly bankrupt cannot print their own money.
Yeah, it's issued by a private corporation.
I didn't know. Once again, I'd encourage all people to do all the research they can on that and find out. I know, folks, it's hard for you to realize that your life and your country has been a lie, but the sooner you get the courage and the gray matter to fess up to that, that's when we're going to turn this whole thing around.
I hear you, Tim. Thanks for the call. Tom in Arizona. Tom, go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Ron in Arizona. Go ahead. Okay, we'll let him go then. Emmett in Pennsylvania. Emmett, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
They should print a $3 bill with the bust of George Bush on the fascia of the bill. Did you happen to see the program by Peter Jennings on the ABC network last night?
No, I didn't see it.
Limit of Control. It all verified everything you've been saying about their listening in on our conversations or watching us.
Oh, I got emails about that, and they say something like, this is the way it is, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Yes, and it's all for our safety against terror.
Everything will be tracked and traced, every face scanned, every phone call listened to, but it's freedom.
Yes, it's freedom. Thank you, Alex.
What else did they do on the show?
That's basically, they were showing where they're going to watch with cameras.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Gavin in Rhode Island, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Yeah. We're in big trouble, as you know. I got AOL, unfortunately, that good little globalist company. And yesterday on the main page, they had a big article, Bush's New Global Vision. And then today on AOL, they have a big homepage article, Is Iran Next?
And, of course, what's the symbol as you're reading this on the AOL News? What's the symbol looking at you off the page?
The pyramid with the all-seeing eye swirling in at you.
But it's because they like UT.
Oh, yeah, they all love UT.
Yeah, when they do the little devil sign at you, it's because they like UT.
Yeah, it must be a good little globalist college there. But I don't know. I mean, as far as people not seeing this, I mean, how can people not see what's going on? We talk about Nazi Germany was bad when they had wars of aggression, concentration camps, and torture. And, what is our government doing? I mean, well, fortunately, I mean, around here in Rhode Island, a lot of people are waking up, I mean, big time. So their New World Order system is coming down.
Well, 6 months ago, your governor tried to declare martial law. It was in the local newspapers, the Providence Journal, and on TV station, and the people got really angry, and they had to withdraw it.
Oh, yeah.
But he openly tried to declare martial law, period. Just said, you're slaves.
He did. But he got shot down big time. So
that's... Well, I mean, what's wrong with martial law? It just means you like UT, sir.
Oh, I know. Martial law and UT is all good. But that's about all I got, Alex.
What'd you think of the inauguration yesterday?
It's hard to stomach it, but I did notice that about the about Bush saying the new order of the ages. But of course,
which means new world order.
Yeah,
it's so, like they say, we're not for global government.
Oh no,
we're for global governance. Well, governance means government.
Yeah, there's a difference there. I think somehow
it's like I'm not going to punch you. I'm going to throttle you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, as they play their semantic games. We play ours. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202. Gary and Robert and Mark and Vicky, everybody, your calls are coming up, and we're going to spend about 90 seconds with each caller because I got a ton of other news I want to get to. Your chance to respond to what's happening with the ridiculous inauguration yesterday and just all the different facets of talking about the New World Order, flashing the sign of the devil, fading down the audio of protesters' chants, just all of the tyranny, and then the ridiculous speech. Just total lies, the arrogance of it, so transparent. And then now we've got Bush coming out with a faith-based initiative, Hillary saying she supports it, to federalize the churches, Alberto Gonzalez says he wants the assault weapons ban and more gun control, the NRA and so-called conservatives are silent. I'm glad there's some real conservatives out there, some real truth seekers and freedom lovers. I'm glad we're still here. Because if this is what conservatism is, I'm a communist. You know, I'm against communists, so I'm a communist. I don't call myself a communitarian like George Bush does. But your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. First off, I just want to say, hey, folks, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show on AM 1230 WJOB and AM 1420 WIMS. I just love having these two new affiliates, both of which go into Chicago. One of them covers the entire city. They're in Indiana. Again, Hey, folks, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show on AM 1230 WJOB and AM 1420 WIMS. That's how busy I am. I have to cut promos live on the air these days. Just having fun. Great to have those new affiliates with us. All right, guys, there. Now you have the little clip. You can get an email to them. For like a week, they've been going, cut these. I'm like, I want to. I've just had so much going on. I'm trying to finish this new film. And I was going to come in this morning and cut these longer promos for these stations and some others. And then I got a call. Good family friend, friend of the family, friend of my parents, who I've known since I was about 10 years old, been on a score of vacations with, died early this morning, and my dad got word he was dying, got up out of bed, and was down there at 3 in the morning, and I would have been there if I'd have gotten a call, but I got the call this morning, and been trying to deal with that. It's strange when friends die, though. When I was a child, when grandparents or great-grandparents died, you cry right away. But now when I learn of friends and family dying, it's like it takes a while to soak in. And then what I'll do is I'll just wake up in the middle of the night crying, thinking about them. I haven't had a chance to do that yet, but my grandmother I loved so much, died over a year ago now. When she first died, I was sad, but it just took time to soak in. It's a deeper type of grief. But I was real good friends with Dwight Wilson. And, again, barbecues with him and gone to the beach with him and gone to the mountains with him and gone fishing with him so many times. And he just, he had an automobile accident many decades ago and the blood transfusion gave him hepatitis. It just ate his liver, and he'd been in and out of the hospital, and it's just he just suddenly got sick and went to the hospital and went into a coma yesterday and died. But, that makes me think that life is so short, and it's all going to be over in the twinkling of an eye, folks. We might as well stand up for what's right and stand up for our children and their children's future. That's really what it's all about. These globalists are so evil, so wicked, they could care less about life. They try to hold on to life for themselves at the expense of everybody else, and they're going to be defeated. All right, let me just plug my videos, and then we'll go straight to your calls. 911, The Road to Tyranny, Special Emergency Release. I made this film about a month after 9/11 because I had to get something out as quickly as possible. And I said that I was only going to offer it until the official 9/11 The Road to Tyranny came out, which was in early 2002, which is still heralded by many as the preeminent 9/11 film because it gives you the big picture, the history of government-sponsored terror, and then what their master plan is. That's why it convinces so many people and wakes folks up when other 9/11 films don't, because they just focus on one or two 9/11 issues and not just the big picture of 9/11, but the big picture of government-sponsored terrorism. But I said I wasn't going to offer this anymore once it came out on VHS, for sale. And I'm man my word. A lot of people got mad and thought in some ways it was a better film than the official 9/11 Road to Tyranny. So I thought, I got a few copies of this laying around. I'm not going to sell those. I got about a box of 50. They just sit there on the shelf because I'm a man of my word. But I did put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. No sense in not having it there. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, you can go watch the emergency release, which is all about 9/11. It is 2 hours about 9/11. Whereas 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the big official one, is 9/11 is 35 minutes of the 170-minute film. Which is what makes it so effective. Again, a big picture covers everything, basically. The whole Kit Kat and Caboodle and the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink. But this baby is a really good video. We got it in high bandwidth and low bandwidth there for you. If you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year, 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, $5.95 a month. And we've got all 11 of my films, now 12 films up there, and we've got dozens of other films we've been authorized to post. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books, my weekly TV reports, other special reports, special interviews I've done. We're now posting old, you know, classic TV shows I did, you know, 5 years ago. Really riveting stuff, never before seen outside Austin. Most of the really good audio interviews I do on the radio show. It's an insane deal. For the cost of three cups of coffee, you get the entire week. And it helps us pay for the bandwidth. It makes it possible, because I just couldn't continue without charging for something. Victims of our own success. You start getting 10 million individual visitors a month to the four websites, and you know, I got five servers now. May have to add more so people don't get slowed down connections. And then in closing, if you want hard copies of any of my films, other than the emergency release, that's only for the members of the PrisonPlanet.tv, but any of my 11 films or any of the other films, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart, read about the titles, watch clips of the films, get them, make copies of them. Yes, I want you to make copies. I beg you to. Get them out to people, put them on Access TV, or call toll-free to order. You can ask about the different titles and specials. 1-888-253-3139, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. I got three full-time webmasters now, two full-time employees, a part-time employee, and we are spending it now, every bit of capital that comes in. In fact, I never talk about this, but my bank accounts are actually, a little bit of reserves we've got are actually going down right now. I need folks to get the videos secondarily to also support what we're doing. So, 888-253-3139. And I'm working hard for you. 18 hours a day for the last few weeks, but the last few days I actually just started going home and going to bed at midnight. I finally ran out of juice, ran out of energy. All right, let's go to the calls quickly. Who's up next here? I guess Gary in Ohio. Gary in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Good morning. I couldn't watch too much of the coronation. I was getting sick to my stomach.
It was quite an... Listen, I told the video editor I was editing with last night, I said, I could make a film about that day of news, the propaganda, the doublespeak, the lies. I could make a film just surrounding and dissecting the lies. I mean, I tuned in and it was, look at her dress, oh, she's so beautiful, oh, he's such a leader, he's so serene, he's like royalty. Flip the channel, he's like royalty, he's so serene. They were reading off scripts. I have no doubt those reporters are all paid off. Just like Armstrong Williams. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's funny how they're all saying the same thing, but the thing I
want to ask... Listen, I'm not kidding. I've got it where I got two TVs going, and I'm flipping with the channel changers through the news, and they were finishing each other's sentences as I flipped channels.
It's amazing.
I'm not joking, people!
Yeah.
We're supposed to yell and scream about this. This is insane! Go ahead, I'll shut up.
Mr. Permit inside. Get your permit inside. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Got a dog out of control there?
Yeah, you could say that. What I wanted to have a comment on is a comment that the Commissar Bush made comparing the teachings of the Quran to the Sermon on the Mount, and I just wanted to get your comments on that, sir.
The Bible says Moloch is the most evil sub-demon under Lucifer you can worship. If your government worships Moloch, you will be cursed. But according to people, that's Moloch is now Christian. Everybody flashing the sign of the devil is Christian. Worshipping the Quran, worshipping Shinto shrines, busing in male prostitutes to service them. Mainstream news, that is now conservative.
Oh, it's amazing how conservative has changed so radically. Thank you for your time, Alex. Have a great day. My condolences on the passing of your friend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well,
yes.
He's just gone home to be with the Lord. Let's talk to Robert in Florida. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How are you today?
Good. Just, living in 1984.
I know you don't have much time. I know you don't have much time, so I'll be, you know, brief here. This is Robert Revere here in Tampa, Florida. I just got two quick comments for you. All laws now are in place, Alex, to, you know, finally implement martial law. And we have both Patriot Acts and this whole scare with the suitcase nuke. I agree was to get the police riled up for the inauguration.
Well, it's always the same M.O., and it turns out it's not true.
But, you know, something's going to happen so that they can finally implement these draconian laws that they passed. It's as simple as that. Now they've got everything set. They've got everything in place. Bush has got everybody into his new administration that he needs to be there. Also, my second comment, I saw the sergeant-at-arms yesterday, this is on C-SPAN, bringing the mace to convene the House just before the inauguration, and it just blew my mind, such a fascist ritual for a democracy like we're supposed to have here.
Well, for those that don't know, again, symbols mean things. They have Nazi symbols after 1947. They put them in the chamber, in the House chambers. You have the bundle of sticks with the gold twine with axe heads on the top. That is the Nazi symbol. We have photos of Hitler with that behind him. The mace with the eagle and the spike on the top. All of it. But again, it's not because they like Hitler. It's because they like UT.
I agree. Hey, pleasure speaking with you. Good luck to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you, sir. This is part of freedom, okay? Mark in Rhode Island, welcome, sir.
How are you, Alex?
Good.
Nice to talk to you. Listen, I don't have much feedback about the inauguration. I didn't watch hardly much of it at all, but I did want to say something about the Mark of the Devil. I know you're good friends with Tex Mars, and I do go on his website occasionally and check out the information he has. And he was offering a video or a book a couple of months ago where he had on pictures of four prominent televangelists. They're all very well known.
All doing it.
Yeah, all doing it. I mean, what is going on, Alex? I mean, these are well-known men.
Well they like you, sir. They like UT.
Oh, man. Well, I think
Texas also got video of the preachers having people roll around like snakes and howl like demons, and oh, the Lord is entering them.
Yeah, that's a little far out. I believe in being filled with the Spirit. That's a little over the top. One more thing, Alex.
Well, sir, I mean, maybe these preachers, maybe the sign of the devil is Christian.
I don't know. The Bible does say...
Maybe they like UT. That's what Reuters and AP are saying.
Alex, who is a guy named Alex Constantine? Do you know much about him?
I've never interviewed him, but expert on the New World Order.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time, Alex. God bless.
Thank you for the call. And again, for those who just joined us, Bush all day, his family flashing the Diablo. And so we've got Dan Quayle doing it. We got Bill Clinton doing it. We got Italian president doing it. We got all these leaders, Tommy Franks doing it. And I guess they just all like UT, folks. They just, because that's what the news says. Oh, they like, it's a UT Longhorns. Man, everybody's a fan. Vicky in Arizona, go ahead.
Hi, I'm taking your advice. I went to the website and I went to dogpile.com to find out about the towns, cities, and states who are rejecting the Patriot Bill. And I found a very huge number, and it's growing. And not only towns and cities that are rejecting it, though, but also states, and they're trying to enlist people to make each state complete. Everyone's rejecting it. And
the problem is, after the globalists blow something else up, they'll go, "You caused this to happen.
You didn't
give all your rights up."
Yeah, but how can they ignore that? Because this is under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. They cannot do that. States' rights. We have a right to reject that.
Well, we do according to the Constitution, but FEMA teaches the Constitution is a terrorist document. I have video of them saying it.
So we're not making any headway on this, then?
We're making massive headway.
I'd like for people to get involved in on this, because these websites that I came across, and it's in the Bill of Rights Defense Committee.
Yes.
And you can go to Google, and not Google, Google.com or dogpile.com, and there's a list of states, so websites, and the emails that you can enlist your aid and find out more about it. The more of us that get in on it, the better our chances to come out of this okay. We have to fight. We just can't leave this thing right where it is.
I agree with you, Vicky. Good to hear from you. Let me just say this. A very prominent so-called 9/11 leader has told everybody to give up. You can't do anything. Lay down. Folks, even if we were assured of being defeated, we have a moral obligation to stand up against evil. And let me tell you something. If we weren't exposing 9/11, we would have already had more terror attacks. We're winning. Everybody I talk to is waking up. I've done over 1,800 interviews on other talk shows. One out of 30-plus callers disagrees. Everybody's waking up. We're winning. And it's very saddening to see proud people going, oh, no, nothing you can do. Just go along with it. If we wouldn't have been doing this, if we wouldn't have been fighting, if you wouldn't have been taking action, things will be much worse. I mean, you can lay down to this. It doesn't make it go away. And it's very suspect to have people running around going, lay down, there's nothing you can do. You know, just forget about the 9/11 truth movement. You're not going to be able to, you know, get any justice. If we don't expose who's behind the terror, it doesn't mean people have to go to jail, because you know, that probably isn't going to happen. If we don't expose who's behind it, they're going to keep carrying out terror and saying, give up liberty for security. When you give up liberty, you get security. No, you don't. You get tyranny. And so we're winning. And now here is we're starting to win on many fronts. You know, winning the round. Doesn't mean we've won the boxing match. It's just unbelievable, folks, to have people running around saying, oh, we're not going to win. There's nothing we can do. I mean, it's very demoralizing and sickening. So, I am not going to give up. And I don't want you to give up. We have a responsibility to warn people, to get involved, to become more informed, and to never surrender to evil. You give in to this, they're going to rape us up one side and down the other. Be right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns, burns, burns,
the ring of fire.
Yeah, the truth hurts, but it's better to know the truth than to not know it and live in total denial. Mike in San Francisco, California. Welcome, Mike.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for the unrelenting fight against the NWO. I'm not going to give up either. And I'm also a micro broadcaster out here in South San Francisco. And I didn't realize that when I was a teenager, I was actually an unwitting UT fan when I would go to Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica and Iron Maiden type concerts. I didn't realize I was such a sports fan.
Yeah, again, they're doing the Son of the Devil, and Bush and his daddy and all of them do it. They didn't go to UT, but then we have all these other world leaders doing it, and then the news just says they like UT.
Yeah, it's amazing. I think it's just total damage control because the photos are just out there all over the place.
Well, why couldn't they control themselves? I mean, they were doing it on purpose, just constantly.
Oh, they're just sticking it in our face. It's so disgusting. I mean, nobody can look at Bush. Come on.
Well, that's freedom, sir, when you can't look at the leader.
Yeah, really, I thought it was amazing to hear Darth Vader swear in Lord Bush last night. The way that Scalia was doing it, it was just like some bad Star Wars movie. I couldn't even believe it.
Now it was Chief Justice Rehnquist that swore him in. You're talking about introducing him
later? Yes, I'm sorry, I got the name wrong. But yeah, exactly. I was hearing the audio track, and I know he's had some surgery, but that trach tube, it made him sound like Darth Vader. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I hope that Rehnquist is proud of his voting record, because he's not long for this world.
Yeah.
And so
he's
going to
meet his maker soon.
Well, we want to pray for him. You know, there's been a lot of people that at the end have come clean. We've interviewed daughters and of Skull and Bones members, and boy, you ought to hear about the confessions. Thanks for the call. Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead. Charles, you're on the air, Bubba.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Did you see on the inauguration where Miss Bush and Mr. Bush danced with the armed service, you know, they made a little dance, I guess, to honor our military?
No, give me the particulars.
Well, they come out in a little platform, and they had a lady out there, and Mr. Bush danced with her just for a few seconds, and then and the wife grabbed a guy, and her serviceman, and she made a little dance. I guess it was to honor our military. They just hit him for a few seconds, you know, not even 30 seconds.
The emperor let everybody know there were troops everywhere. The troops were engaged in law enforcement, and Governor Ridge said this is an example of the integration of what the rest of the country is going to be like.
Yes, sir. But anyway, they made a little dance with him. They grabbed one, a partner, and they danced for about 30 seconds with him, you know. To let everybody know how much they love our military.
Yeah, they love our military, all right.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, Ms. Jones. For a while, you was talking about the military's guns were jamming. Did they ever get that problem fixed?
No, it's pieces of junk. Everything's falling apart.
Yeah, well, we'll get ready to go to war with Iran, so I guess they're going to keep them boys there another year, 2 years, I guess.
They told the National Guard, we've kept you 2 years, we're going to keep you in combat for 4 years.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm back making tapes. I got my equipment back, and I'm still making more tapes than ever before. And I hope the rest of these people will just take the time to wait three or four other people, get the tapes, and support the show, and let's get this thing on with. This is our year. We could do it this year if everybody just get up and do something. We could really win this year. I really believe.
Well, we don't have a choice, and you know, we think sometimes we're losing, but the minute we release our pressure on them, it's going to get 100 times worse overnight.
Well, people are waking up, and I thank you for what you're doing. I mean, you did a terrific job, and I'm with you every minute of the day, Mr. Jones. I really am.
Well, God bless you, Charles. John and Rodney and others, you're up next when we get back the second hour. I'm going to take some time out to cover some other news as well and talk about some more of the inauguration. Stay with us. We'll be right back.